we'd say I got a second chance from the judge. My life was in her hands there. But the right hand was jail, the left hand was other. And I'm glad I got my left hand. 19 years old, and I'm from Elgin Murray, Scotland. My upbringing as a kid was happy, full of time with mum, dad, caring, loving. It was a happy childhood. Wasn't really any bad times. Me and mum, dad were pretty close. Kind of went off the rails a bit. I got involved with people. I started smoking dope. I tried a class A drug, cocaine. I was drinking. I wasn't really, excuse my language, wasn't heeding a fuck. I was just going off rails. It was basically they listened to my mum and dad rocking in all hours in the morning, 2, 3, 4 o'clock. Being in a court by yourself for a change, even is quite nervous, anxious, a bit terrifying. And also when names are getting called out, and then when my name is called out, and you have to go down to the dock, and you're up in front of the judge, and also the PFs explaining, your solicitor's fighting for you, and that's quite, it's quite an intense time, because I literally thought from the minute I was on that dock that I was getting a custodial sentence. Luckily, not about, I came away and she turned around and she says, I'm going to give you a community payback order of 120 hours. And then I got a tag around my uncle for 145 days. And I also got an 18-month supervision order that I've still got a year left to complete. A community service payback order, I think it gives you a kind of a wake-up call. But also you're learning new skills as well because you're doing different jobs like painting, gardening, woodwork, removals, all that. So you are picking up new skills and you are treating it like a workplace as I did. So in a way, I can say I enjoyed it as well. And I took it as a punishment as well, but I benefited from that, from gaining skills and also to help me get into work as well. So my mum and dad, it's taken them a long, long, long time. It's been a hard 2 years. That hail day when I was up in court, my dad was offshore at the point. My dad had left, I think, 2 days before I was due to be up in court. So my dad obviously phoned me once I was gotten it. They were worried, sick. They honestly thought I was going to get jailed. It kind of got me in a routine, like for work. I did enjoy it. I took it as a punishment as well, though. I was mixing with older people, some of the same people as me. Just talking to like supervisor like Peter and Paul and that, so I quite enjoyed it. Once I started telling them a bit about that, they were like, oh, that's good as well. So they took it out for me as a punishment, but also as experience as well. People will judge, and especially in small communities like Elgin, Forest, Nairn, all your bigger cities, no one's going to ken Abdi. But in your small communities, most people ken Abdi. I see myself hopefully successful. And nay, where I was a year ago, I'm not going to be offending with drugs again. I'm nay dealing whatsoever. It was a big mistake, but I would say if I keep thinking positively, have the confidence and all that, I can have a good future. That's where I see my life going.